I love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. U.S. Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino has returned to the Chicago area. Bovino and federal immigration agents were targeting immigrants today on Chicago's southwest side and in the western suburbs, including Oak Park. Operation Midway Blitz began to wind down over a month ago. It isn't clear how long Bovino and his team are going to remain in the area. The Pritzker Traubert Foundation has awarded its Chicago Prize to a group called Reclaiming Chicago. The community-led campaign builds new homes on Chicago's south and west sides. It will receive $10 million to support its efforts. The organization says it will be able to expand into Chicago Lawn as part of its effort to turn vacant land into sites that have affordable homes. Illinois may not be able to generate all the power it needs to meet future demand. Older power sources, including coal-fired power plants, are shutting down, and newer, cleaner sources like wind and solar are not coming online fast enough. Illinois Governor Pritzker's office is out with a new report that shows data centers that support AI technology are driving spikes in demand for electricity. Chicago Sun-Times environment reporter Brett Chase says lawmakers passed a measure 4 years ago designed to wean the state off fossil fuel power by the year 2050, but they didn't see those data centers coming.
They did not anticipate this kind of power hog, you know, coming down the line.
Chase does not expect lawmakers to repeal the Climate and Equitable Jobs Act, but he expects them to continue tweaking it. In October, for example, state lawmakers passed a bill to allow for excess energy storage in large-scale batteries. And the Chicago Blackhawks tonight will be without star Connor Bedard in Toronto. The star center will miss the next several weeks. He has an upper body injury he sustained last week. Bedard has scored or assisted on nearly half the team's goals this season. Head coach Jeff Blashill understands Bedard's absence means other people are going to have to step up their game.
And so now there's no Connor to rely on. And Connor's not going to go out, score the big goal. He's not there. So then somebody else has to do that. And so, you know, it probably puts more pressure on the rest of the team, and that's good.
The Hawks and Maple Leafs face off at 6:00. You're listening to The Rundown. The Real Housewives franchise has been in the ethos of pop culture for nearly two decades. The lives of wealthy divas from Atlanta to Dubai have been on display in this reality TV juggernaut. And this winter, a Chicago theater company created its own holiday-inspired version, The Real Housewives of the North Pole. My colleague Mike Davis has more.
Imagine Santa, Frosty the Snowman, Jack Frost, Dasher, and Rudolph have all been indicted for fraud. And their wives, in desperate need of cash, have joined the latest season of Bravo's hit reality series. That's the setup for Helena Handbag Productions' new festive twist on the Real Housewives franchise. Writer David Serta said his version pulls from moments in the show that fans will likely recognize.
We pulled from the legendary meltdown in the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Don't touch just my saying. Husband. Ever.
Just saying.
Don't you ever want out for everybody to know.
There's also one of the housewives cuts a single, like Kim Zolciak from Housewives of Atlanta.
I'm not quite sure just why. The holidays are coming, no matter where you go. You can't outrun the winter fun. What is it? Why it's snow? Why it's so snow?
Serta plays Gladys, the wife of Dasher, and she has had enough of Samantha Frosty. And in true Real Housewives fashion, she takes her grievances to the confessional booth.
Ugh, Samantha likes to remind everyone that she has children about once a month. Big deal. All she has to do is scoop one up from her backyard and shape it into a kid.
These queens of the North Pole bring all the drama, high fashion, and antics from the series to live audiences. Robert Williams plays Samantha in a glittery silver V-cut dress with snow-white hair.
The drama gets to be fun, and
And again, in the absurdity of what the drama is, we get to, you know, they know about the cat fights, the real fights, the drink throwing, it's all in the show.
But as Honey West, who plays Ruth Claus, notes, you don't have to be a super fan to have a good time.
It's just pure ridiculousness. But if you are a fan, you're going to see little Easter eggs from the shows.
Outside of the campy fun, the show does have an extra layer of meaning. After a tough year in the arts, especially with federal funding cuts that target gender ideology, the cast sees the show as an uplifting opportunity.
It brings a lot of community together. We have, in our cast, we have multiple representations of LGBTQ plus community based on race, based on gender identity, level of queerness is like, well, we're all just people and enjoying that and really having that fellowship and being able to lean on one another to say it's okay to laugh and okay to have a good time. It happens in November.
It's The Real Housewives of the North Pole runs through January 4th. Mike Davis, WBEZ News.
No matter where you go, you can't outrun the winter fun. What is it?
Weather today, sunny, blustery, a little milder, high in the mid-30s, and then cloudy tonight with an isolated shower possible. Temperature steady in the mid-30s, and then sunny on Wednesday with a high in the upper 30s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.